Welcome to this Hungry Planet podcast. I'm Cleo Darcy.
And I'm Darren Eastburn. In each podcast, we will review a major concept or issue, we'll clarify a point of confusion, and we'll provide questions for review. The major concept for this podcast is genetically modified organisms, or GMOs. Just what is a GMO?
A genetically modified organism, or GMO, is any organism whose genetic material has been altered using enzymes and laboratory techniques that are generally known as recombinant DNA technology. This technology allows scientists to combine DNA molecules from various sources, including completely different organisms, into a single molecule in a test tube. Scientists use this technology to alter the properties of the resulting recipient organism, such as the proteins it produces or the phenotype it expresses. Animals, plants, and microbes that are GMOs have been developed and are being used in many applications around the world.
There are three basic steps necessary to create a GMO. We think of them as the three I's. First, a gene that controls a desirable characteristic, such as disease resistance, must be identified and located or mapped in the host genome. The gene can be in a related plant, an unrelated plant, or even a different type of organism.
Second, the desired gene must be isolated from the donor host DNA using restriction enzymes. Restriction enzymes are bacterial enzymes that cut DNA at specific nucleotide sequences. By selecting appropriate restriction enzymes, the desired gene can be cut from the donor host DNA.
Finally, the desired gene must be inserted into the DNA of the recipient host in such a manner that it will be maintained and expressed by that host. Enzymes are again used to splice the desired gene into the recipient's DNA, creating a new recombinant DNA. Vectors that can carry and transmit genetic information often are used to insert the recombinant DNA into cells of the recipient host. The TI plasmid of the plant pathogenic bacterium Agrobacterium tumefaciens, as well as different viruses, have been used as gene vectors.
Once the recombinant DNA has been successfully inserted into a plant cell, that cell can be grown into an entire new plant, which would then be called a genetically modified organism. You might also hear the term transgenic organism. The word transgenic literally means a cross gene, meaning that the new organism contains a gene that has been moved across species. This term is usually used to describe organisms that have been modified by adding genes from a different species of organism. In this sense, not every GMO is transgenic, since genetic modifications do not necessarily involve adding genes from a different organism. But any transgenic organism created using recombinant DNA technology would be considered to be a GMO. A plant that is genetically modified to express green fluorescence protein, for example, would be considered a transgenic organism, since the gene for the protein came from a jellyfish.
Genetic modification of plants is not new. People have been improving plants ever since they began to cultivate them. Centuries ago, people began to modify plants through selection, when they saved the largest seeds to plant the following year. Since the 1930s, scientists called plant breeders have been modifying plants by crossing specific female and male parents chosen for desirable traits. Transgenic plants can be created by classical breeders who deliberately force distinct plant species to cross. Plant breeders sometimes use techniques such as mutagenesis or protoplast fusion to produce plants that would not exist in nature, but have desired characteristics such as high yield and disease resistance. One example is the wheat cultivar Hope that was developed by E.S. McFadden in the 1930s and contained a rust resistance gene from a wild grass. Transgenic plants can even arise by natural movement of genes between species, a not uncommon event in the evolution of flowering plants.
In summary, a genetically modified plant is a plant whose genetic makeup has been altered in some way using recombinant DNA technology. And a transgenic plant is a plant that possesses a gene or genes that have been transferred from a different species. A transgenic plant can be created by scientists through classical plant breeding, through the use of recombinant DNA technology, or through natural mechanisms of genetic exchange. It is important to note that these are different processes that can result in the creation of a genetically modified or a transgenic plant. What is most important to evaluate is not the process, but rather the product, the plant, that is created. The impact of every new plant cultivar on people and on the environment in which it grows should be carefully studied before it is adopted and widely grown.
The point of confusion for this podcast is the central dogma. The central dogma of biology describes the process by which information is both maintained and expressed in a cell. DNA is copied in a process called replication, which ensures that each daughter cell has the same information as its mother cell. In any cell, the information in the DNA is expressed through messenger RNAs, or mRNAs, which are produced in a process called transcription. The use of an RNA intermediary keeps the DNA protected and allows it to be amplified through multiple RNA copies. In eukaryotic cells, the mRNA is processed and migrates from the nucleus to the cytoplasm. Finally, the information in the mRNA is read by ribosomes, which use it to produce proteins in a process called translation. Gene expression can be regulated at each step in this pathway, providing many opportunities for control in different circumstances. This DNA to RNA to protein pathway is found in nearly every living organism, and thus is the central dogma of biology.
If you can answer the following questions, congratulations! You have mastered some new terms and some important ideas in plant pathology.
What are the differences among selection, breeding, and genetic modification of plants?
What are the three steps necessary to create a GMO?
What are three processes by which transgenic plants can arise or be created?
What is the central dogma of biology? We're Darcy
and Eastburn
for Hungry Planet.